Yes, indeed. Man. Let's get one. Welcome back, wherever you may be, and however you may be listening. I stole that one. But it's good, and it works, so I'm going to take it. Welcome to It's All Gravy, the official podcast. Coming at you here at episode 2. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the first one. Man, it was good to get all the feedback, to see all the love, all the great conversations that took place afterwards. We're definitely grateful for everybody who checked us out via iTunes, via Spotify, via iHeartRadio, via the website. We're just grateful, appreciative for that first one. We're going to just keep getting better each time. So we're definitely grateful and thankful for everybody to check out the first one. As to say, we got a lot to get to for this week's here podcast, man. There's still a lot going on. We're in day, 60 of the protests and the Black Lives Matter movement still doing its thing. I've been home in Portland. Man, I love my city. Man, we had a great time. It's good to be back in Portland doing my thing. Or else it is. So much love. So I definitely got a little segment that I got for a special person out there that I just can't go without and has made the trip and everything and so much more. So I hit on that. And then, of course, we got your favorite segments, Cold Busted and Lord Give Me a Break. But as always, I like to start off these things, of course, with my opening rant. Lord have mercy. Right, from all the feedback from the first one, the reoccurring theme that kept coming up and that I kept coming with is, man, it seems like taking shots at people and calling people names and calling them lazy. And man, that seems a little harsh and everything, don't it, Gravy Lord? Right? No! Man, I tell you what, I'm going to say this about the philosophy again that I have on life here. Too many people care too much about stupid, petty things. Lord, let me tell you, people, life is like a restaurant. Life is really about the entrees, not the sides. Life is the same way. Life is a restaurant. It's about the main entree, bro. I don't go to restaurants for side dishes. Everybody's got the same shit. Macaroni and cheese, green beans, macaroni and gravy. You can get that shit at every restaurant. What you're really going is for the main dish. Everybody cares about just the pettiest shit. Just the name. Let me tell you right now. If you felt in that first door when he rant roasted it is that I was talking about you, right? You felt the conviction on yourself roasted it is, man, that's a you problem, not a me problem. Okay, maybe you felt some truth in there that you're just not ready to handle, but again, that's a you problem and not a me problem. I just want to make sure we get that clear. People, you are what you think you are. I get called names and shit all day, but some of that shit just petty and it's not worth it. Believe you me, this is why know thyself is the mantra, Brad, because no one could call you anything that you get offended about that you're not. Let me say that one more time. Nobody could call you anything that you're offended about if you're not. If you're not that thing. So me, not even dropping names, which y'all know that I could, is part of my thing. I don't even do that. So if you felt it in your spirit that it was about you, then it probably was. Then it probably was. And that's a you problem. Show me otherwise. But damn. Every time. Coming to the city, everywhere we go, it's always just the same thing. People always offended about petty shit. There's much bigger problems out there to solve. And there's much more things to be offended about. Than what you perceive to be a shot at you. Give me a break. Here's the one thing that I do know. I'm going to go hard on a few things. My life, I try to keep it very simple. Simple man, simple life. Man, I am all about the main dish of life. All the old petty sides and shit, I don't really care about. One thing that a reoccurring theme about being home and everything else it is all the people that I was able to reconnect with and everything else is man, it ain't changed a whole bit. And that's what they love about it. Because I'm about the same shit now that I was 20 years ago. I'm going big or I'm going home. So this petty other stupid shit, I'm not really all that interested in. And we can all do a lot better about that. I'm not worried about being called anything. I got a few things that I'm going hard out that I'll die for sure. Right? The family, obviously. Right? And other than that, my legacy and honor. Shit, that's all we got left. Two things. I'm riding for that. All the other petty shit, I kind of let that slide. But the two things I do care about, I go all in on. Pick each and every individual out there. Pick the things that matter and ride hard on those things. You can't be the master of all. Pick a few things, ride for that shit to the death, and let the petty shit go by. That's life in a nutshell. If you're trying to make some shit. Trying to be everything and anything, that shit don't work. Pick something. Pick a few things, ride for that shit to the death, and call it a life. Man. But you get caught up in petty shit and petty squabbles and everything else it is, and think, man, that's not going to get you nowhere. A lot of that shit you just let roll off your back, and then you strive for greatness and you get somewhere. That's where we're at. We're not into that crap. I'll tell you what right now, this is the same thing that I tell my students, the same assignment that I do myself all the time, at least once a semester. And I have my students do the same thing, usually around midterm time, because they're usually feeling a little bit low about themselves after maybe not doing as well as they would like. So usually around midterm time, I hit them with the same assignment, then I kick them out of the class, tell them all just to go home and close their eyes, right? And then go into a mirror, where else it is, and look yourself dead in the eye for 30 seconds, and don't blink, just stare deep into your own spirit and depths of your own soul for 30 seconds. Because people lie all the time. But they can't lie to themselves. Right? So while you're looking in that mirror, you ask yourself all the questions, who the hell am I and what the hell am I doing? The answer will come out. Like it or not, unfortunately, because you can't lie. Not to yourself, your spirit knows. And when you open those eyes up, and you're not willing to change and strive for some great shit and everything else it is, and you worry about petty squabbles, and you're not really interested in the meat of life and everything else it is, hey. Those people who wake up ready to kick ass and take names, I promise that if you ride, if you come with us, you fight that battle, everything else it is, and you commit yourself else it is, then greatness awaits. Everybody else who opens their eyes up and realizes it was the petty shit and aren't willing to make the change and everything else it is, fine, knock yourselves right on out. Hey, we're all in this together. Just stay the hell away from me. All right, I'm getting to my first topic, which kind of relates to the same thing that we're kind of talking about here in that little opening rant, or else it is. But we're in like day 60 or so here of the monuments and the protests and the names and if everything else it is coming down and everything else it is. And I'm still, to this day, I'm in the same place this week that I was in last week. And I'm not impressed with none of this shit still, to this day. Give me a break. Lord, let me tell you, black people, give me a break here. I don't even call none of this shit victory so far. None of it. What the hell do I care about Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben? What? They're just throwing us petty symbolic shit here, people. They're not giving us nothing. 60 days in and we got nothing to show for it still. And you're down there tearing down monuments and everything else it is. Who cares? That shit is the side dish. That's the macaroni of life. Give me a break. Who cares? You'll find that shit everywhere. Man, get to the meat and potatoes here. What tangible do we have to show for this shit? Nothing so far. Give me a break. Uncle Ben? That's the shit that we're fitting about? We're calling that a victory? Aunt Jemima? We're calling that shit a victory? Are we winning here with this crap? Notice, woke enough to take advantage and realize that the shit that's happening right before us. As you can see, white people are willing to concede everything but what matters. They will concede this petty bullshit and they'll replenish your salad and shit and top off your drink and all this other petty crap that no one cares about. They'll give you that. But where's the shit that matters at? I'm still waiting for something tangible. I'm still waiting for some police reform here. I'm not going to get into the reparations debate, but shit, I'm willing to throw it out there for sure. Give me something tangible here. Give me some prison reform. Give me some voter registration reform. Give me something tangible that I can take to the bank. But Uncle Ben? Give me a break. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now. One, I fucks with Uncle Ben. Cream of Wheat, Aunt Jemima, shit, all of them. You damn Skippy. Growing up poor and black, that's what we ate that shit. Let me be honest. Definitely the Cream of Wheat guy. You damn Skippy. I can never make it like my mama made it, but damn sure try it every time. Usually I would just end up eating hers and she'd make another batch for herself. But damn, Uncle, come on. We're offended by that. going to change the image of Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima and think that that's going to do what about racial oppression, racial injustice, and racial black liberation and black empowerment? Are we kidding me? Come on, people. Stop it already. This is all just symbolic crap. The monuments, man, listen, the monuments ain't did shit to me. You want to take them down, I get it. But that shit is petty on the side dish of life to me. You can keep that shit and you give us some stuff and I'm good. Like I said in the first one, we want some stuff. We don't want your symbolic token gestures. Keep that shit for these token Negroes who don't know any better. But there's some real ones out here who are seeing this shit and they're like, give me a break. There is still no progress being made. We do not care about monuments and Aunt Jemima and all that petty cultural shit. We do not. We do not care about that stuff. We want tangible change because we know that that's the shit that is the only shit that matters. That is the only thing that I can take to the bank, take to the store, take to my community, and take out into the world. There's tangible goods I can feel and see in my hand. We're not changing no hearts and minds here, people. Give me a break. I had this discussion so many times about what is the motivation here. If we're out to change the hearts and minds of whites, we're delusional. Give that shit up now. It is never going to happen. And that shouldn't be the goal. Damn sure ain't the aim. And it damn sure ain't the motivation. We're not into changing hearts and minds. You can't, what did the MLK say? Right? You can't legislate people's moral and character. Sorry. Shitty people are who shitty people are. And you can't legislate them out of that. But what you can do is you can punish them for their stupidity. And you can punish them for their ignorance. And that is what works. Not trying to shame them into some shit. No. Punishment for ignorance. That is the deterrence of ignorance. Is you punish them for it. Meanwhile, what we've got is token gesture after token gesture. And I'm wondering, when do we get to the meal? Shit, what is this, a 5-course meal? Okay, I've had the soup. I've had the salad. You fed me some breadsticks. Where the hell is my chicken Alfredo? Where's my filet? Where's my steak? I'm damn near sure not about to get fooled in this bullshit. Come on now, we've all been there before. Don't get me fooled in this bullshit, and then it's time for the main or course an entree, and it's a wrap. Or it sucks. That's what I came for. That is what is what I'm in this activism for. That is what I'm in this life for. The meat. The steak of life. I will ride for that shit for sure. But these monuments ain't done nothing to me. That stuff is does not matter. We want some stuff. Still. Not token gestures. I'm going to tell you right now, as a black person, definitely as a black man, hey, I'm proud to see Uncle Ben on a goddamn cereal box. Aunt Jemima too. Shit, I got some of that pancake mix in my pantry right now. Just add water, you damn Skippy. Every Sunday, me and Aunt Jemima getting it in. And now, y'all coming for that? And Uncle Ben and the cream of wheat guy. I'm glad to see your brother on a goddamn cereal box, man. Now I'm glad to see your sister up there on a pancake bitch box, you damn Skippy. I can see somebody in the grocery store on the shelf that I know. You take that shit out, now what do we got? Nothing. But now we got Jack on the shelves. And a black person on the shelves, now, at all. Because y'all wanted some racial injustice and protest for some bullshit that don't even make a difference. Are you kidding me? What, are we going to propose a trade and shit now? Can we get somebody else? Can we flip it? Right? Y'all got Captain... Can we get the Captain Crunch guy? Can he be black? Can we get the Captain Crunch guy? Okay, if not. Damn it, the Black Panther is hot these days. Can we get Tony the Tiger? Can we go with Pablo the Panther or some shit like that? Or else you got to give us something because now we got nothing. Wait every couple of months for a black athlete to show up on the Wheaties box? I'm not interested. Come on. We just lost a valued opportunity to have brothers and sisters on the cereal boxes for some petty shit. Give me a break. It's not about Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. Lord. Ain't about these goddamn monuments, man. Confederate flag too. That is just steeped in stupidity and ignorance. We shouldn't even acknowledge that shit as far as I'm concerned. Are you kidding me? One, I mean the traitors. Two, they lost. We're in the winners. What are we celebrating losers for? Leave that shit to losers. Losers celebrate losers. I'm into celebrating the winners and shit, so I don't even know anything about it. But give me a break. Let them keep that petty crap and give us the stuff. If you just give us what we need, if you give us the tangible things and shit, then hey, we can ignore that petty crap and we can ignore the stupid ass monuments and shit. Give me a break. What do we care? We'll move outside the neighborhoods, create our own communities and shit, though. Don't even have to see that shit. Just like most white people do. Right? With white flight and the other kind of redlining shit that they do real cities. Create their own communities. And we can do the same. But give us the stuff. Everything but just tippy-toeing, dancing around it and shit, because that's the one thing they don't want to give up. They don't want to give up some tangible shit that will actually improve black communities. The thing that will make the black community great and that will make it improve itself in this country, that's the shit they don't want to give. So they're going to give you everything but, here's some name changes, here's a couple of monuments and shit, here's some scholarships and shit like that, sure, go right on ahead. But what you really need to improve your community, that shit's off the table. But we'll dance around it with some other petty shit and see what you guys like. And the black community always falls for this shit. Every single time. Taking these crumbs. We can't feed a community off crumbs. At some point, we gotta get to the loaf. What, are you kidding me? Are you, Uncle, really? And I'm glad for all the things that happened. Y'all can take that shit if you want to. But that is not going to detract from what's necessary and what is needed. And this shit is not it. I am all for the protests and the Black Lives Matter movement. You bet your ass. As a black man, you betcha. But I've seen this happen right about too many times in history with black people, man. We cannot fall for this Kansas City shuffle and shit. If you're going to get it now this time, if you're going to get it this time, then you got to go for some tangible goods. And that needs to be the focus and the issues for which we are protesting and causing a ruckus about. Otherwise, they'll just keep giving us petty ass crumbs and petty bullshit that's not going to improve black communities. Changing the goddamn Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben did not add not a one bit of value to the black community. None. That doesn't bring one damn dollar back to black communities and shit because they didn't change the image. You think white people think that Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima coming off the cereal box and shit, that they don't have to see them in the Walmarts anymore? That white people see that shit and go, you know what? I changed my mind. You know, I feel better now. That was racist and everything else it is. And now I am going to buy that cereal and I'm going to buy that cumin wheat and shit and I'm going to make it. And I'm going to treat the black people in my community a little bit better and shit. They have had it rough. Because you done took Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben off the cereal box and shit. Give me a break. Hey, I feel bad for Native Americans too with the Land of Legend. Now who do they got? Every community should see themselves in every public space and every public space as well. When I go to the damn grocery store, brother, I want to see somebody like me in there. If not shopping on the damn shelves, you betcha. And that goes for every other group. I don't give a damn. I'm not worried about every other group. I'm going to be perfectly honest. Can I be? Shit, it is my podcast, right? Gravy loves everybody. But man, I want to see some me on the goddamn shelves, okay? I want to see some either a brother in there walking around too that I can give the old nod to or some shit, or I want to see him on the shelves. Taking him off the shelves and shit is not going to cure racial oppression or racial injustice or cause any kind of black liberation or empowerment. What the hell are we talking about? Taking Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben off, is that a step forward progress? Are you nuts? That shit does absolutely nothing. Does absolutely nothing. So can we please, I'm telling you, focus, Lord and mercy. Focus on the stake of life. Let's focus on the meat and potatoes and shit and get actual real tangible stuff and leave that petty shit behind. This is giving black people just side dish after side dish, and we're getting full off that crap, sitting there eating the cheddar biscuits. Damn! And the old, what do they got over there, right? The old cinnamon butter rolls. Lord, all buttered up and shit, getting you real full on that shit. Why? Because they know they ain't giving you no real substance on that entree shit. They know it. Let me get you, yeah, by the time you get to that shit, your taste buds are so warped and you're so full and shit, and they just throw that little funky ass, right, chicken parmesan out there and shit, and you call it a wrap. Same thing in life. Same thing. Yo, they got to give him back people. Oh, we'll give you Uncle Ben and shit. Give you 100 monuments. Monuments. I'm thinking, does that put money in our pockets? Then improve black neighborhoods and shit? I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to think, okay, but I'm trying to do the math on this shit. And I'm thinking, I ain't really seeing no tangible goods being exchanged here. I'm just not. So there's a problem here. And I'm still waiting for the solutions, and I'm telling you right now, this shit ain't it. Again, I'm all for it. But we don't have protests to be out here wasting. White people grow numb to this shit after a while. And then they grow tired of this shit, and then they get angry at this shit, and then guess who they're coming for? So you only got a short amount of time to be doing this shit. This shit wears thin after a while, just like anything else. There's a small window of opportunity for which you bet to capitalize on. Otherwise, people get tired of that shit and they're over it. You're on day 75 of protesting this shit and people are like, damn, still? What the hell are they asking for that they still haven't got yet? And after a while, they keep feeding this petty bullshit. They're going, damn, they're still sitting there? We didn't give them some monuments change and shit. We didn't change the name of the football team and shit. And we didn't change Aunt Jemima and shit. What the hell else do they want? Same thing. Just doesn't make any sense to me. So we'll get that shit figured out, black people. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to tell you, can we just stop with this petty shit and go for the stuff? That's what we need right now. We need some stuff. Damn it all, okay? I can get somewhere if I got some stuff. We're not winning cultural wars around here. And damn, are we even interested? I mean, I just can't figure it out. I mean, do we want full assimilation and shit? I mean, is that what we're asking for? We want to be in every damn thing? I'm trying to tell you, man, I don't know. Some of this shit, I'm not interested in. I'll be perfectly honest with you, man. Some of this shit, I'm not interested in. I get some crossover on some of this shit, but some of this stuff, man, I'm thinking, black people, man, we don't need this shit, bruh. We just don't. I'll take the stuff and do our own thing, bruh. That's what they were talking about back in the day, right? Back in the day. And with everybody nationalism and shit, they were like, hey, just break us off a couple states and we'll call it good. You know what I'm saying? Same kind of thing. Hey, break us off a few southern states and we'll call it good, bro. Our 40 acres and mule and shit ain't coming. So, hey, bust us off a couple states in the south that we're already heavily populated, the majority of the population, break us off, we'll call it good. Give us our own shit and we'll call it good. That's all we're asking. And I don't think it's asking too much. Damn sure ain't asking too much in 2020. Give me my own shit. What you do with your shit is fine. As long as I got my own shit to take care of, I'm good. You focus on your shit, I'll focus on mine over here. You want to have whatever monuments and do whatever the hell you want to do on your side of the shit, and you knock yourself on out. And what we do over here on our shit, you mind your business. I can understand that. I'm more aligned with that idea, for whatever you want to call it. But give me a break. I mean, some of this shit right here is just unnecessary, bruh. I'm not even going to get into all of it and everything else it is, but I mean, give us some stuff and we'll fight cultural wars some other time. Okay, that cultural shit is down the line. I'm all for Happy Juneteenth, and I'm all for black people having their own shit holiday and shit like that. See, now we're getting somewhere. Damn, celebrate your own holidays, have our own thing going. You betcha. We can count that shit for sure. But we need the other stuff, the tangible stuff for sure. And that'll empower the culture and that'll empower everything else. We need the economic stuff, okay, and the political stuff. We need that kind of shit. Now we're getting somewhere. But I'm not into fighting cultural battles with white folks, okay? I'm just not into it. And I'm not interested. Let white folks have the cultural battle to themselves and figure their own shit out, because Lord knows they've got a lot of problems over there. And we'll do our own shit. But we need the stuff first, because right now we're suffering without the stuff and trying to fight a cultural battle all at the same time. Spreading ourselves out too thin on, right? A united front on a couple of things that we can all agree on. Let's go get that shit, man. Okay? And then we'll sort out the cultural battle between it. And while we're dispersing and dividing of the goods of the shit that we just went out and conquered. Give us that shit and then we'll worry about the other shit later. We gotta prioritize. Prioritize. Much better. man, some of this cultural stuff is irrelevant to me. But if it ain't, then I still want to see some black people on the shelves then. Give me Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Buttersworth, the cream of wheat guy. Damn, you don't see the Quakers and the Amish getting all offended about the Quaker Oats guy? Seriously. I love it. This shit is kind of funny to me. Give me a break. Shit, man, I'm just happy to see a brother on the shelves. Shit, man, I'm counting that. That's a win. That's a win. Okay, a brother on the shelves, winning. Brother off the shelves, losing. This is the thing I don't get about liberalism and this whole multicultural, we are the world kumbaya life for which they're imagining. Man, if multiculturalism is taking down Jemima and Uncle Ben off the shelves, I don't want that shit. Okay, if progressivism means brother can't see the cream of wheat guy up there and shit, I'm out. No, I want no part of it, bruh. Not one bit. I want to see the black people on the shelves. I want to see black people in all aspects of all places and spaces which are public. Now we're getting somewhere. Come for the Thomas Jefferson statue if you want to. Come for Robert E. Lee statues. Sure, I get it. But if that shit ain't really affecting my pocketbook and shit and affecting the bottom line, I'm gonna let them have that shit and I'm gonna get on to some other shit, more important shit, like some tangible stuff. Let's go. Man, let's focus, people. Damn, this is how change comes, not by getting distracted on stupid shit. Let's get one. All right, we're gonna get to one of our first segment of the day. Lord have mercy, hit me.
That's right. Now close your mouth, cause you cold busted.
Oh, goddamn cold busted. I got a lot of them for this one. Especially since we're here in the real city here in Portland doing this thing. And I'm supposed to have my 20-year reunion was supposed to be this month and everything else is, right? But we unfortunately, because of the COVID and everything else it is, we weren't able to have it. And I was actually kind of looking forward to this one, man. I didn't go to the 10-year reunion. Believe you me, I still got a lot of, you know, vengeance and everything else that is in my mind and in my heart to get rid of. But the 10-year reunion wasn't quite the one, you know what I'm saying? I still had to build up a little bit, you know, more ammunition and everything else it is. So this 20, I actually had circled on the calendar. Brother was actually ready to go for this one. I was actually going to show up. And I was ready to just let loose with just a plethora and a barrage of attacks. But unfortunately, the stars aligned against me. You know, the summer of gravy didn't work itself out initially the way he wanted it to. So the 20-year reunion did not happen and everything else is. So that's on the kind of downside of things. But in the spirit of, you know, gravy 20-year reunion and everything else it is, for this cold busted, I'm going to reminisce about one of the old classic times I got busted out there at the old high school. For which there were many. I mean, it's the infamous pizza incident, you know, from old 1999, of course. And there is the old radical group incident of 1997. But for this one here, though, we're going to get to the old spring of 1999, of course it is, the old skipping school incident, man. This is just, I mean, this is one of my favorite moments. This is one of my favorite times. I mean, this instance, of course it is, it really, I mean, Gravy was already a legend, been a legend, okay? But this one really assisted the legacy for sure when, you know, me and my boy Carp, you know, were trying to get out of school. And then it was, you know, we were done. Just over it and everything else it is. I mean, now when I'm parked in the lot, we're ready to just dip, go to the crib, just do our own thing. And there's, of course, a security guard, old Mr. Gaddy, sitting out there, this old big fat pile of crap. Hated this guy. He hated me too, but it's all good. And he also, I think he's dead now, so hey, it is what it is. So we couldn't go through the front. Normally, brother just drive right through the front. And he also, but he's standing out there. We're trying to leave at peak time. We're just a dumb move on our part, trying to leave at peak time. Also, so we're standing out in front of the front entrance for which the brother could get out. Right, this time I'm rolling like a 86 bright yellow, canary yellow Volkswagen GTI hatchback and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just a classic high school car. That shit, man, I hustle for that shit, bruh. You can say what you want about Gravy's Volkswagen, okay, back in the day. But that canary yellow Cadillac shit, brother worked hard for that and put a lot of sweat and equity into that thing. But that's what I'm driving at this moment in time and everything else it is, right? So you can imagine. Right, so there's no way to get out, right? But if you picture, if you've ever been to Centennial High School out there in Gresham, boy, old Gravy's old stomping grounds, right? There's a softball field but on the backside of the parking lot that's kind of open that has a little downward ramp that goes for the football field and the baseball fields. And the far right corner is the bus barn, right? And during the day, that bus barn is open. Buses come kind of in and out and stuff. And you can get out to what is 174th out there, or kind of cross street in between. And I know this. Kind of smart. Are you kidding me? Right? So we just want to get out of this. Our idea is that we're just going to bust out through the bus barn, man. I know a way, right? Great. Of course, man. I got a way out of most of this. And carp with it, right? So instead of going through the front, we hang that left and we bust and we're driving across the outfield of the softball field, back behind the scoreboard of the football field and everything else. And it's just line of trees that people run down and everything else is. We're back behind the scoreboard coming down. Come and hop, hang that Roscoe right into the baseball field and everything else it is, where the bus bar is. We think we're getting somewhere and shit and everything else. This bright yellow Volkswagen is creeping through the trees and shit behind the football field and everything else is in the scoreboard on its way out the bus barn. And we think we're getting somewhere. And here comes the groundskeeper guy on a tractor coming right out of the bus barn and shit, right out of the entrance. And, shit, man, I just kept driving. And we waved at the guy. We're driving by the groundskeeper guy. He's looking at us like, what the fuck are you guys doing here? And we just waved and kept pushing. I didn't hit the brakes or nothing. Just rolled on by. Just waved at the guy. Right out of the bus bar into the street. Man, we made it home to watch television and shit. Probably wrestling. And just hang ourselves out, man. Of course, you know, it wasn't even a matter of time before I got to school the next day and shit. And I'm in the principal's office talking about you drove across the softball field and shit and skipped school. And I was just telling the little homie this over the break and everything else this last weekend about deny. That's always the first right of preference. Really, I don't know what you're talking about. But of course, man, the groundskeeper guy ratted us out. He saw us and turned us in. Groundskeeper guy. Cold busted us. We're trying to skip whatever else it is. But nevertheless, it's still a great memory and everything else is for that episode of Cold Busted. Man, I missed that Volkswagen. Man, there were some good times. We're also just getting the hell up out of there. That's fantastic. In the spirit of being in the hometown, in the spirit of my city and everything else and all the people I love here, I'm going to do a little special treat here for segment number two. I'm going to talk about a guy that we all know, everything else it is. I'm going to walk through these elements and these characteristics here of this guy, and we'll tell you who we're talking about here. Follow me here on this one, okay? This guy. This guy still lives and probably has never left the hometown. He might have left for maybe a semester or two. He tried out college, maybe still in state, and went to the military for a time or two. But the predominantly 99% of his life is spent right there in town. The same town he went to high school with. Still hanging out with the same friends he hung out in high school with. Going to the same Cedarville Inn and shit. Hanging out at the local pub that everybody from high school still hangs out with. Same crew. Probably hasn't had a new friend from outside the city in his life. Right? Barely left the town. Never outside of his comfort zone and shit. Everything right there local in Gresham. Right there, local town. Never left. Barely, if anything. This guy also used to be a local legend. He used to have a little local clout. You can call it what you want to, right? This guy here, he had a little full little privilege. He was a sports star or, music star or else it is, right? Had a little play. At one point, if you know Centennial, if you know the Gresham, if you know your local town and shit, there's always these guys, okay? There's always these guys, right? During the season, the chick can do no wrong. He gets everybody looks past his insecurities and all his shortcomings and everything else it is. He always gets the benefit of the doubt and everything else it is. He's going to be a star guy and everything else it is. And he just gets away with it all and has all this access and privileges and the girls and the sports and everything else it is. He's been that guy for a short period of time or even a long period of time. But he's had a taste of what it's like to be that guy. Loving it and all, basking in it, right? Whether it be softball, whether it be wrestling, whether it be baseball, whatever else it is. But he's had a taste. He was once that guy for a moment in time. Maybe not even a top guy, but a guy enough. Right there in the middle, top tier guy and everything else it is. He's had a taste of some privilege and shit where he can kind of tell people what to do and got the benefit of the doubt for all the stupidity and shit. That guy. This guy also, now, is full of regret and shades of lack of achievement and miserable in life. They've always got a story about woulda, coulda, shoulda. Oh, I should be playing for the Twins. Oh, I should have went to college and played with the big time if it wasn't for this one bad mistake or this one instance or this one injury. I was going to be a guy. I was going to be a big time guy. What are you talking about? I mean, I should be playing in the league. This guy. Now he's back home with a, you guessed it, wife he don't like, maybe two ugly kids that he don't like, a job that's probably miserable at, and everything else it is. Again, in his hometown, hanging out with the same friends, no achievements, nothing to hang his hat on. Living the same routinely, daily, miserable life over and over and over again. But always with this hint of what I could have been and I could have done and shit. I'm sure when he's at your local Planet Fitness and everything else it is, and while he's pumping his arm for the bicep curls, I'm sure that he's thinking about the times where he was, you know, on the gridiron doing this thing or on the wrestling mat or on the baseball field dominating and, oh, what could have been, and it's motivating him and shit. So full of much potential. Oh, but now he's full of so much regret and disappointment about what could have been. Oh, if. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. I used to love that one. Give me a break, right? Man, this guy used to be a local legend and had so much potential. Oh, and if it wasn't for that one incident, man, I'd be in the league right now. And now he's miserable. You know, wife he don't like, kids he don't like, job he don't like, neighborhood he don't like, but he's comfortable there. Right? Petty and miserable. Now this guy also feels like he's the oppressed group. All of a sudden, times have changed 20 years later, and he no longer gets away with the bullshit and the stupid crap that he got away with before, and he's miserable, again, harking back to my last point, miserable, petty, disgusting life, and now he's the oppressed one. Now he's the discriminated one. Right? Now this guy can't seem to catch a break. All of a sudden, the tides have turned, and all of a sudden, he looks at the world, and he looks at the city, and he looks at the country, and he goes, oh, man, what has happened to the time for which I? Man, this town has gone a long way. No one put up with my petty bullshit anymore. That guy. Oh, come on, people. Give me a break. You know this guy. Now he's discriminated against. Shit ain't never left the town and shit. Right, 25 years later from his old reminiscent high school days, and now he's oppressed and shit. Now he's the one. And all the world's in change and shit. Change out of his favor. You mean when people put up with petty bullshit, you mean? When people are willing to look past ignorance and young dumb shit, you mean? Now that we're past that shit and onto being an adult with, you know, real important things going on, no one wants to put up with that petty shit, and the world then changed? Now you're the discriminated one? Come on. Now this guy's oppressed and shit. He's got his own branch of activism about going back and shit and going back to a better time. Right? This is the Make America Great Again bullshit. And everybody else says this. I always respond, when the hell was America ever great? Can we be honest here? Give me a break. But that's for another debate. But this guy is now discriminated, oppressed. And of course, what makes it even better here, currently contributes absolutely little to nothing to the community or to change or anything beneficial to society at all whatsoever. In his miserable life, in his local town, with his shitty wife and shitty kids and everything else it is, now this guy just sits back and contributes nothing but his petty-ass, ignorant-ass opinions on social media. That's his contribution. And his ignorant-ass friends and followers who repost and retweet and relike and share and comment on that shit and regurgitate stupid, ignorant crap for everyone else to see. And I love this guy, too. The funny thing about this guy is, too, is he's still trying not to offend and shit. He realizes the city and society for which we're living in and shit. So he's always trying not to offend. This is how you know an ignorant moron who's petty and doesn't know what the hell he's talking about on social media and everything else it is. And how he's and pretty much, at the deep root, a coward as well. They post some ignorant, stupid shit on Facebook and everything else it is, and someone calls them on that crap, and the thing is, I didn't mean it. I was just trying to start a conversation. You heard this shit before! Are you nuts? You know you believe that shit, and you feel that's why you posted that crap. Give us all a break. But now if someone called you an ignorant moron, now it's, well, you know, I don't believe that and everything else it is. And of course, at the deep root of it, it's factually incorrect. It's always some ignorant shit that's not even true. But of course, in order to end their deluded, ignorant mind, it benefits their point. So I gotta post this shit, even though it's wrong. But it makes me feel better, of course. Our emotional, delusional society, of course, where their feelings are taking over and shit. So it makes me feel better to post this ignorance, even though it's wrong. So you hit them on that first, too. One, you're ignorant and dumb, and the shit ain't even true what you're posting. And two, don't try to hit us with, I didn't really believe it. I was just trying to start a discussion and a conversation. Bullshit. You're full of shit, and you know it. And anyone who calls you on that shit knows it. You're just a petty coward, of course. who, now that their shit don't fly, wants to feel like their opinion's being depressed. No, your opinion's not being oppressed or discriminated against. Your opinion is dumb, and it's ignorant and full of crap. And if you're trying to progress in society, we got no time for your stupid shit. Maybe that's the world that we're currently living in. Give me a break. You're not trying to start no conversation. Most of the people who follow your stupid ass shit are all a bunch of minions who just co-sign your stupid crap. So give me a break. A conversation with who? Your friends that will just perpetuate the same stupid crap? Give me a break. That is not what you're trying to do, but that's how you try to cover up over the, oh, I was just trying to have a conversation. I mean, I don't actually believe this shit. Yeah, because you're a moron. So of course you do. No contribution to change. No contribution to the community at all whatsoever. Just hanging out with your local friend at the same local pub doing the same local stupid shit. Wishing and hoping. Being miserable. Being miserable and petty about a time that no longer exists. Thinking you're discriminated against like some big crybaby. City full of them. Crying for a time that no longer exists and has passed your ass. And now here we are. And it's time for something else. And your ass needs to just sit down somewhere and go. Now who the hell could we be talking about here? Gravy, what the what? Who is this guy? This is local guy. This is local guy. This is your local Trump supporter guy. Look through your city right now. I'm telling you. Go through, hey, where I'm at, where I'm from, Gresham, Portland, Southeast, Trout, Boring, Damascus, OC, Clack, you name it. Name them all. Local guy. Here he is. This is him. Local Trump guy and shit. Wrong all the time. Full of shit all the time. But, oh, man, he tells it like it is. Democrats full of shit. Oh, you know, Democrats are the real racists. Oh, shut up already. You don't even, you, here's another thing about this guy. You weren't that fucking smart in high school, guy. Now all of a sudden you got your YouTube degree and shit and you're educating us? Please, give me a break. This guy's the best. This guy's people are the best at shit. They got just enough minions and shit to co-sign on their shit to make them feel like they're expert knowledge and shit. There's only a few of us, a few solid ones of us, and we know who we are. You call people on this petty shit who stand up to this crap and, oh, no, that's not what I meant. Give me a break. Just enough ignorance that we talked about last time, perpetuated by miserable people and their petty, disgusting lives all over again and over again. Here they are, local guy. For reals. Local discriminated guy, local Trump guy, here he is. In his hometown and shit. Boy, this town's really changed. We need to go back to where it was. Yeah, Trump is right. Yeah. Give me a break. You weren't that cool then. Fortunately, you're not that cool now. And hence the problem. Hence the problem. Sit your ass down somewhere. Be happy in your petty, miserable life. Clearly change is beyond you, bruh. Okay, sit your ass down somewhere and let people who are about real change with real ideas and who are real honest thinkers and shit, let us through. Let us get through some of this petty shit because your stupidity and ignorance are just obstacles in the way to a better society and to a better city and shit. Your stupidity is like a plague and it's ruining it. It's ruining a good thing, what could be a good town. But local guy. But local guy is there and shit. Local guy is there with his petty Trump shit and everything else talking about, oh, you're like the goddamn Democrats, you know, they, you know, the Democrats started the KKK, you know. Lord have mercy. Stupidest crap. You weren't even the smartest then. Now you're all of a sudden you're some person that we should be listening to. You don't give me a break with that crap. You know the guy, right? From now on, I bet you. You'll be rolling through your town and shit. You'll be scrolling through social media and that shit will come up. Them posts will come up. And then people will present themselves. You'll be like, bam, damn. Local guy. I know that guy. That old local guy. Yeah, you know this guy. I'm sure for some of you, your social media thread is full of this guy. Local guy and shit. Local guy, sit your ass down somewhere, local guy, okay? Goddamn. Let some real ones then through here and shit and everything else. Your local legend days are over, okay? You're now a local loser, and it's time to let that shit go and let some real people get through here and shit, okay? With some better ideas. Local guy, shout out. Give me a break. Coming up. Oh.
Oh, Lord. Can we get a break?
Local guy. Back to this favorite segment. Look, give me a break. This is just perfect. Too, for the time being, right? We're now back into the Kanye for president stage of things and shit now. Here we go. Once again, Kanye for president. Lord help us all. Please. Give me a break with this crap. Americans, please don't be this stupid. Please don't be this dumb, in which, unfortunately, I think we all know that we are. But if you don't stop it with this crap, it's already bad enough we've got two idiots running for president who are both in their late 70s who both probably should not be president at all anyway. And you're going to throw Kanye out there? Please, give me a break with this crap. This is the last thing we need. Americans already have this problem of listening to morons, and then we're going to just add another clown into the circus and think that the country's going to somehow get somewhere? Can we stop it already? Can we please? Because I'm going to tell you right now, Americans are that dumb, one. And I'm not even saying that it's all that big of a deal necessarily. But you're going to go out there and then let this guy go out there and run president. He won't be on all that many ballots anyway, but he'll just steal enough votes from Biden to make it probably close. And he probably won't even actually run. Just another stupid-ass publicity stunt that we have seen from this guy over and over again anyway to sell some stupid-ass records. Probably another Christian rap record or something else it is that way. But give me a break. Used to be a Trump supporter. Now he's not. Now he's coming out anti-abortion and prison reform. Give me a break with this guy. Now he's not a Trump guy. And he was just then in the Oval Office being a Trump guy. Stop it already with this nonsense. Okay? That's the beauty of it. We gotta get somewhere. This is just ridiculous. Give me a break. Americans, please. And this whole thing about the coronavirus is part of it. You see, part of our problem is, and the ignorance and stupidity of mankind and of humans is, this myth, this idea of equality and thinking that all of our opinions are the same. Why the hell would we listen to Kanye about anything presidential or anything political? Same with this goddamn coronavirus. Why the hell would you not listen to experts and people who know what the hell they're talking about? All of a sudden, everybody's an expert on shit they know nothing about. But now they have the answers on what we should do with the economy and what we should do about the coronavirus and what we should do about South Korea and North Korea and shit like that. Give me a break. Stick to the people who know. This is where this country and human beings have just gone so far out of the freaking realm into being delusional that it's almost it's offensive in this day and age. Right? Let me ask you this. Right? Would you go to your mechanic, right, for your heart problems? Would you go to the doctor and take his advice on your car? Then why the hell would you listen to anybody who's not an expert in the field of medicine to talk about medicine, in the field of politics to talk about politics, and etc. down the line? Why do we just think that anybody can do this shit? Why do we think that any person is capable of being involved in politics or being an elected official or having any reasonable, intelligent opinion? Why? Where the hell did this idea come from? Because this shit doesn't make any sense to me at all whatsoever, for which we think any old random guy can just make quality, intelligent decisions and shit. Are you nuts? This is why democracy stinks. Because every idiot thinks that they can do it. And shit. And every idiot thinks their opinion matters and shit, and it's just as valuable as the next, and thus needs to be heard. No, some of that dumb shit don't need to be heard. Kanye does not need to be heard on anything political. Half of these assholes don't need to be heard on anything political. Athletes as well. Give me a break. And I'm not a shut up and dribble guy, but give me a break on thinking that you're some expert on shit. Stick to what you do best and let people who actually know what the fuck they're talking about, let them talk about those things. The Trouts and Fauci, the one guy who's an expert on Corona Fauci shit is the one guy being trashed in the media. What kind of stupid shit is that? Yeah, but let's take some guy who knows nothing about medicine. 7 bankruptcies and 4 or 5 baby mamas and everything and a shitty president, but let's take his expert advice on medicine. Yeah, because that makes sense. Yeah, that's the America we know. Yes, indeed. I've seen this shit in the last couple of days. Russell is watching the old Planet Earth and shit, watching Animal Planet and watching the animals and nature taking its course and shit like that. Man, humans are the worst. You can watch all other animals and shit hunt and prey upon each other, and you see the kind of cycle of life and shit. You're just thinking to yourself, yeah, that's nature and shit. I get it. I get why he had to eat that guy. It's only when you introduce humans into the mix where shit just gets left and all fucked up. It's only when humans. It's only when you put human beings in this situation does shit go wrong. Boy, we're a terrible species. Man, are you kidding me? We're the only people who would be like that. You know, this guy's an expert on the field. He knows exactly what he's talking about. But you know what? Nah, I'm going to go with this guy over here who's got records and raps and shit and is married and lives in California and has a whole lot of money. That guy is the one I'm going to follow. Who the hell else would do some shit like that besides the human race? What other species on Earth would be that dumb? That's stupid. Who else? Us. God, that's why I have no faith in trusting human beings at all whatsoever. You just prove yourselves over and over again. Are you nuts? This guy don't know shit or else it is about nothing that is worth voting for. Okay? We're dealing with this shit right now with an idiot who thought it was like running a business. Come to find out, shit ain't like running a business at all. What are you kind of going to do? Run that shit like a record label? Yeah, because that makes a whole lot of sense. The hell is he going to be able to teach Americans real estate is about being presidential? Are we just nuts? Are we really following this crap? What other idiot and moron needs to run for office that we think can do it? The Rock? Come on, people, Americans. Jesus, Lord. The Rock going to run for president? Kanye going to run for president? Yeah, you want to run Oprah for president? God, give me a break. Jesus Christ, we're the only people dumb enough to think anybody can do a important job and shit. That's the ignorance and stupidity of mankind, and particularly Americans. The only ones foolish and ignorant enough to think anybody can do it. No, they cannot. Give me a break. A lot of people have no business doing what they're doing. Not cut out, unfit, ill-prepared, not the moral character or aptitude to do so. And we have them there doing this shit right now. And then you wonder why shit don't work. Or why things aren't working out the way they're supposed to be. You got the wrong people doing the wrong things. This is just another instance of the stupidity of mankind and the American attitude. We just think any old guy who's got a whole lot of money and been successful can lead. No, they can't. Leadership, like being political, are two different things. It's not just being a good guy. Who cares about that crap? Well, some of you do, which is why you're in the miserable existence for what you're in. But that's another discussion. Come on, give me a break with every actor, rapper, and athlete and musician thinking that their voice is worth listening to and somehow they've got it all figured out. Not all of them are bad. There's levels of this shit, of course. You know what I'm saying? What they say back in the day. You know, there's levels to this. Some are more woke and enlightened than others. But none are worthy of taking their word and shit to the bank. And running on that shit and voting for that shit. Are you nuts? Who the hell does that? Stop it already. I'm not listening to none of these guys. If we don't pull our heads out of our ass and wake up from this shit, we don't listen to people who are smarter than us, who are experts in their fields, and let them do it. Everybody needs to, stay in your lane, man. Some people, stay where you are. And you don't need to put your input. Your input hurts society and shit, okay? We were on the right track and shit. Then some asshole in the back of the classroom and shit was going, let's go to lunch. Man, we were this close to getting this shit done. You know what I'm saying? Right? Been there. Man, we're just close to getting to the answer and shit. And then some dumbass in the back goes, maybe we should do something else. That's the American life in a nutshell. And but there's too many idiots in the back of the classroom going, hey, let's go to lunch. What about Arby's? Come on, people. Let's do better than this. We got to. So on this one, give me a break segment. Can we just stop it with the Kanye for president and the Rock for president and Oprah for president and every other B-list and ignorant actor out there who thinks that their liberal progressive ideology is the one that could defeat Trump? Stop it. I'm not falling for this crap anymore. Okay, for the real voters and the real people out there, come on now. We know better than this shit. That's why they're pissed off at us. That's why they're trying to shame us and shit into voting and everything else. Here they go. The anti-Biden Bernie people out there shaming everybody else at this into voting for Biden and shit. Listen, two terrible candidates. Here's the one thing that liberals don't understand that beyond their way realm of thinking. Right? For some of us, shit ain't been... The last 4 years hasn't been as bad as you would like to think it is. Some of us who don't get involved in the cultural bullshit and everything else it is and just focus on a couple of things, our career, our money, and everything else it is. Yes, we get that cages are bad and shit and we are all about immigration reform. We don't like to see the border wall and money being spent and shit like that, for sure. But that's not going to break us off of our off the bottom line. That's not you're not gonna give me the vote just because I should feel bad and shit. That's what every other moron does. That's what we're not going to do. You're not going to Sarah McLaughlin me in the voting. Or to picking for some racist moron. You're not going to do it. Sorry. A different strategy. But I'm sorry to tell you. Some of us don't care about that crap. We understand it. But if you're going to get me on some moral heartstring shit, man, there's a long list of moral causes that we could go out there and champion. So if you want me to vote on every single tear jerker moral cause, we'll be out here all day. And I'll be voting across ticket, this ticket, that ticket, every other goddamn candidate, and all the candidates will be grouped into one bunch. Give me a break. So this isn't going to be some cultural war. I'm not interested. I'm just not. You're not going to get me to vote because I feel sad and bad. No. You want to get me to vote for some stuff. Just back to the original segment. I'm sorry. And for some people, the last 4 years, they've gotten some stuff. Under the current conditions, as shitty as they are, which is nothing more than a testament to their will, which is stronger than most of yours, is why they succeed through the shittier times. They have made it just okay. Yeah, they feel kind of sad and bad about shit. And sure, on the cultural front, yeah, we want more rights for other ethnic groups and the LGBT community and everything else is here. We get it and stuff. Absolutely. But not enough for us to fucking bust out of our shell and put our principles on the fucking line. Absolutely not. Voting and everything else is in a representative government like this is about power. And when you vote for somebody else, you give that person power. Power to vote on your behalf and to speak on your behalf and to represent you. That's why they're called a representative. When you vote for somebody, you vote for a representative to represent you. And if you don't transfer that power to a representative, then you keep it for yourself. Me! And the rest of us, there's quite a few out there. I ain't letting nobody go out there, step on no Capitol Hill on Washington, Missouri, or D.C. Go up there on some platform and say, I'm representing the political beliefs of Stephen Graves. Hell to the no. Ain't happening. I'll do that shit myself. In the meantime, I'm going to focus and hustle on the meat of life and the shit that's important. And I'm going to get those things and hustle those things out. And I'll let the other shit take care of itself. Until we get the tangible things that are important, then miss me on some of this other shit in the meantime. And that's how we're going to rock it out. That's how you get to greatness. And that's how we change and turn 2020 around. And that's how we're going to make it happen this year. For everybody who's out there, thank you once again. It's All Gravy. Check us out. Sponsored by the great people at Troublesome Movement. Check us out. It's a movement transforming communities through radical ideologies and important great thinking of intellectual wisdom and intellectual virtue for its own sake. www.troublesomemovement.com. Of course, the podcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. We're out there on the website. Always check us out. www.graviology.com. We're going to keep coming. We're thankful for everybody who's listening. Hope you enjoy. And we'll see you guys all next week.